You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's going on, buddy?
Man, I am excited. Let me tell you why I'm excited. Because as of this morning, I'm officially in the playoffs in the Bandy Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Let's go indeed, my dude. Hey, I mean, it is called the Bandy Bowl, so I guess it would make sense that, you know, I'm in first place at the moment. I mean,
at the moment is the key word of the day.
Well, just in case, you know what I mean? I don't want to be like, yeah, your boy has got this thing sewed up. I don't. But anyway, that's right, guys. Fantasy playoffs are upon us. So we got some fantasy playoff ads for you.
Trey. Yeah, and just to let everybody know, obviously, you know, if you're in the playoffs and you're ready, you probably got your lineup pretty set. Injuries do happen. You know, Kyler Murray just got a season-ending ACL tear, and all these things can happen. So these are people that if you're in desperate need, these are people you can grab. Now, obviously, not all of these are going to be great ads because we're at the end of the year. The waiver wire has been thin to nothing. Mm-hmm. But some of these guys could actually have a ceiling enough to help you win your leagues with the rest of the guys you have on your team.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Trey. I mean, obviously, like you said, some of these guys are desperation ads. So just keep that in mind. You know it's the fantasy playoffs. Take everything with a grain of salt and trust your instincts, guys. Trust your instincts. But we got a job to do, Trey, and let's go ahead and start with some quarterbacks here. Starting off my list, I have got Desmond Ridder. Only 12% rostered in most leagues, so he's most likely there. I mean, this is probably going to be a super flex type of thing, but it may not be. I mean, in college, in 58 games, he rushed 2,700 yards. He ran a 4.52 at the 40. I mean, dude, he's got rushing upside, and we know in fantasy that that is what we want. He's going with the Falcons, who love to run the ball. So, and another thing I think is makes him a great ad here is they want to get him some reps, some real time reps, because he is the quarterback of their future. So they are going to see what he's got. And if he's got it, you're going to be happy to have him on your team, Trey.
Yeah, I love Desmond Ridder. I mean, he was my favorite rookie quarterback in the preseason. I was super hyped on watching him play. The dude was a menace. He was out there ducking, dodging, dipping, and diving. I really like Desmond Ridder, and I can't wait to see what he does. And I think that his upside with his ground game, with his running, I think is actually going to produce a lot of fantasy value.
Mm-hmm. And he's confident. Don't you remember during the draft, he said he's not leaving Atlanta until he wins a Super Bowl, so maybe he's going to come out swinging, Trey. I love it.
There you have it. But jump into our next quarterback waiver wire ad. I know he's on your waivers. Everybody hates him. It's Baker Mayfield, baby. But just think for just a second, if you won your league with Baker Mayfield, how much dirt you could rub in people's faces. I mean, come on. This dude jumped into a game 48 hours on a flight to a new team, went 22 for 35, 230 yards and a touchdown, barely knew the playbook. McVay says he is the starter rest of season, without a doubt. And he has till Monday to learn the playbook. You know, he hadn't played since Thursday, so he's almost kind of got a semi-bye week to really get some extra reps in and kind of figure stuff out. And he's playing the Packers, which is to me is amazing because you got Aaron Rodgers, who's like a career quarterback who's really defined his team and can't get it together. You got brand new Baker that everyone hates on the Rams. If Baker pulls off that victory, dude, that's going to be insane.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Baker Mayfield, man, he tore it up over there, and he's only 13% rostered in the league, so I know he is there, Trey. I mean, do you trust Baker Mayfield in the fantasy playoffs, Trey?
Man, it's crazy, and I would prefer to trust him in a more of a super flex situation. But, hey, people that are struggling, there's not a lot of quarterbacks out there, especially in super flex. I mean, people have three quarterbacks to a team. And if you lost Kyler, there's a lot worse people you could grab than Baker Mayfield.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I really think that Sean McVay is going to make sure he's successful. So I love it. I love the ad. Moving on to my next guy, I've got Mike Bullseye White. Coined that name, by the way. If it takes off, just remember your boy was the first to say it. Mike Bullseye White, 23% rostered in most of your leagues. He went for only 268 yards last week, but he was in and out of the game. Dude got beat up. I am sticking with Mike White throughout the fantasy playoffs. I know he had a rough game last week, but let me tell you this. In the last three games, Mike White has thrown for 952 yards in three games, Trey. That's incredible. And like I said in our previous episode, the Jets have an amazing fantasy playoff schedule, and they got the Lions next week, Trey. So I like Mike White here.
Yeah, I'm chasing all Jets in the playoffs. I mean, their schedule is just perfect. And Mike White against the Lions, I mean, there's nothing more of a game script than a 54 over-under. You know what I mean? Like, this has an idea to be insane matchup. He's going to go deep. He's going to throw as many times as he can because that's what Mike White does. I like Mike White a lot. Mm-hmm. Moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, we got Mr. Purdy Brock, baby. Brock Purdy, he's 15% rostered in most leagues, 185 yards and two touchdowns, but that was against Tampa Bay's defense. And say what you will, I think that they're still a good defense. He did get an oblique injury, so monitor that. But Mr. Irrelevant might need to be added in super flex leagues. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I did not like watching him put a whooping on my Buccaneers, Trey, but for fantasy purposes, I mean, he's looking like a pretty decent ad, and I'm very surprised that he's still only 15% rostered. It's some Purdy, and I think he can help you out.
No doubt.
But that is our quarterbacks, Trey. Let's go ahead and move on to the running backs. I'm starting off with another Jet here, Trey, and that is Bam Knight for the Jets. 58% rostered, which is kind of high, but still pretty low. I mean, 71 yards last week. He had two catches, and he out-touched Michael Carter by, like, over 50%. I mean, people were worried with Michael Carter coming back that Zonovan Knight wasn't going to do much, but it looks like he proved everybody wrong. And again, I'm going to say it again, the Jets in the fantasy playoffs have great matchups here.
Yeah, I like Bam Knight a lot. And like I've said before, you know, this team's going to do whatever it takes to get to the playoffs and go further beyond. And if that means Bam Knight out there doing it, then that's what they're going to do. And Bam Knight is doing his thing. I mean, there's a reason they call him Bam and not Zonovan. So I like Bam Knight a lot this week.
Yeah.
But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, we got J.K. Dobbins, baby. And now I know this dude is 75% rostered. I'm assuming that's in leagues that have IR slots. If your league does not have an IR slot, he probably is out there on the waivers. But if he's not out there on the waivers, go get Gus Edwards. This is kind of a two-for-one here because they're kind of a 1A, 1B on this team. But with Lamar and Huntley out, the run game is full steam ahead. And now if I had to pick between them, I would want Dobbins. He got a little bit more of the work, but both of them are going to do great in the fantasy playoffs. And I like these running backs a lot.
Yeah, he's on a lot of rosters, but I love Dobbins. And I know in our league that somebody just threw him away and didn't worry about putting him in an IR spot. So there are people out there that do that. So get you some J.K. Dobbins, guys. Hopefully he stays healthy, but he is going to help you out for sure. Moving on to my next guy, I've got Chubba Bubba Hubba Bubbard. Chuba Hubbard, 40% rostered in most leagues. Last week, 14 carries, 74 yards, and one touchdown. Also, three catches for 25 yards. So he's working a little bit of the passing there. Foreman is looking gassed, like maybe he gave him too much throughout the season. And Chuba Hubbard is coming in looking more explosive. I think he's a great flex for your fantasy playoffs, and I think he can help you out.
Yeah, man, I can't think about Chuba Hubbard without thinking of Hubba Bubba Bubblegum. Like, every time I see his name, I'm just like, Hubba Bubba Bubblegum.
100%.
But I like Chuba Hubbard a lot. You know, he's really kind of taken over a little bit, you know, and we both, you know, in the beginning, we thought Hubbard was the better running back, and Foreman just kind of got more of the work. Well, now they're, you know, he's kind of looking gassed, and Hubbard's getting the work. So I like adding Hubbard a lot. I think he's a great add for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But jumping to our next running back waiver wire ad, it's Jerick McKinnon, man. And these Chiefs, their passing game is insane. And this is their passing back, man. You know, he had 6 rushes for 22 yards, which is actually more than normal. But he had 7 receptions for 112 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, this dude is insane. I know that they like to throw to him more when they're kind of a closer game. But that's what people have been saying. But yet, the Denver game wasn't close till towards the end, and he was still getting catches. So I like McKinnon a lot going forward and through the playoffs.
Yeah, I actually had picked McKinnon up for a little bit. He didn't do much. I let him go. I really wish I would have held on to him because that playoff schedule for the Chiefs is looking fantastic. And, man, he went off last week. Get you some Jerick McKinnon, guys. He is going to help you out. But that is our running backs, Trey. Let's take a second to talk about Manscaped, Trey. Manscaped is the male leading grooming below the waist website to help you out, get you where you need to be, line you up. Anything you need them to do, Manscaped has got you guys. Look, I want to talk to you about these let me get out from behind. Let me talk to you about these boxers right here, man. They are legit. The Boxer 2.0s. Man, they are very supportive, if I do say so myself. You need to get you some of them boxers, Trey.
Yeah, man, they're so comfortable. And let me tell you, my wife loves them. She loves to look at them. She's like, wow, when did you get those? And I'm like, I got them from Manscaped, baby. And, you know, you just look like a baller when you're wearing boxers that say Manscaped on them. And actually, I watched the UFC fights the other night. They're sponsored by Manscaped. Bring your girl in the room. Let her watch some UFC. Be like, look, they got some Manscaped on there. I got some Manscaped right here. I'm a true fighter at heart. I mean, do your thing, but get you some Manscaped.
Absolutely, guys. Great stuff going on over there at Manscaped. I love it, Trey. Guys, you can get 20% off right now if you use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Guys, Lawnmower 4.0, the boxers, the man shed, all that stuff, man. It's great stuff over there, guys. Check this out real quick, and we will be right back. It's never too early to play holiday music. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then, add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Now, Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Holy crap, that's a good deal. We'll see you there. That's right, guys. Manscaped, great stuff. Check them out. But we got to get back into it, Trey, and let's go ahead and start with some wide receivers that are going to help you out this week for your fantasy playoffs. I'm starting with DJ Chark, baby. What did I tell you last week? DJ Chark, and he went off, helped you out, helped me clinch a playoff spot in one of my leagues. Thank you, DJ Chark. 56% rostered still somehow. Guys, you need to wake up and realize that DJ Chark is going to help you out. 7 catches for 94 yards and a touchdown here. He had a 16% target share last week, and he's been consistent, and we know how much we love that consistency. In the last 3 weeks, super consistent. And guys, the Lions are still red hot.
Yeah, if you guys have been watching our show, you know, we've been talking about DJ Chark for almost a month now. So if you've been paying attention and you picked him up, he's probably won you some of your weeks. If you haven't been paying attention, go get him now because he will help you in the playoffs, guaranteed. Out of all of our waiver wire ads this week, this is one of the top. I think if he's out there, you drop everything and go get him.
Definitely.
But moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's Alec Pierce, baby. He's only 26% rostered, and he's coming off a bye, so he's probably available in your league. He hasn't had a huge game script, but the last game he played, he had 4 receptions for 86 yards and a touchdown. He led the team in targets. That was 8 targets on the team. And the Colts are looking to be out of the playoffs, so they're going to give this rookie as much work as they can to really see what they can get out of him. I like Alec Pierce a lot.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, you know, they're out of the playoffs, and they've got a pretty decent schedule also, the Indianapolis Colts. So I like Alec Pierce as a grab here. But let's go ahead and move on to my next guy, and it's another guy that we have previously discussed throughout the year, and he's had some ups and downs here, but that's Zay Jones on the Jaguars. Last week, 8 catches, 77 yards, and 1 touchdown. Guys, he's looking great out there. Trevor Lawrence is starting to find his groove, and he really likes and trusts Zay Jones. And he's getting plenty of targets for your PPR leagues. Zay Jones, man, grab him up.
Yeah, Zay Jones is a PPR monster, man. I mean, this dude is with Trevor Lawrence is also getting in his groove. I love Zay Jones. Like, he's had, what, like 10, 11, 9, 10 targets over the last, like, 4 weeks. I mean, you got to go get this dude, just at least in PPR situations. But even in standard, I mean, he's worth an ad.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, and this pairs a little bit with my boy Baker up there that we talked about, and it's Ben Skowronek. He had 7 receptions, 8 targets for 89 yards, and he's basically a fullback at wide receiver. I mean, this dude's like 6'3", 250. Baker loves him, and he probably wants to butt heads with him. but the team really has nobody at receiver, and if this dude is willing to go up and get it, Baker's willing to give it to him. I like Ben Skowronek a lot rest of the season.
You know, watching that game, Baker Mayfield made Ben Skowronek look like Cooper Kupp, and that's no lie. I mean, Skowronek was jumping up there and getting it, and I love the button head thing, man. What is up with Baker headbutting everybody, Trey?
He's just ready, man. He's excited. He's finally on a team that can win.
Whatever works, buddy, but don't get mad when you hit that concussion protocol just because you wobbled a little weird, but... But before we move on to the tight ends, I just want to throw out kind of an honorable mention here, and that's Mecole Hardman. Look, he's only 35% rostered in most of your leagues. He's coming off of IR, and Andy Reid says that he should be ready for week 15. It's like he knew the fantasy playoffs were coming, and he's like, I got to get out there and help these boys win. I know he was on a hot streak before he got injured. So I grabbed him and threw him in my R spot. So I suggest you do the same, guys.
Look, yeah, Mecole Hardman, when, you know, Mahomes was peppering him with targets before he got hurt. Maybe when he comes back, he does the same. It's definitely worth a stash for sure.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. But let's go ahead and move on to some tight ends here, Trey. My top tight end is going to be Hunter Henry. I mean, this is going to be mostly for your deeper leagues. You know, just cause the trusting him is so hard. Last week, 3 catches for 70 yards. The Patriots want to throw the ball more. Well, Mac Jones wants to throw the ball more. And I think he can help you in a pinch. Like I said, in a deeper league, he's only 44% rostered in most leagues, Trey.
Yeah, and you know, the tight ends, if you don't have Travis Kelce or Mark Andrews or like a Hockenson, you're pretty much every week struggling to find who you're going to fill in that tight end spot. So we're just giving you some guys that have the upside to be there. And Hunter Henry's one of those guys. I mean, you know, they love to look at him in the red zone. I know they don't score a lot of touchdowns, but when they do, most of the time Hunter Henry gets them, and he's one of those bigger Gronk kind of tight ends that'll go up and get the ball when he needs to. So I like Hunter Henry a lot.
Mm-hmm. And he's from Arkansas.
There you go. But jumping to our next tight end waiver wire ad, it's the man, the myth, the legend, Evan Engram. I could not believe this. I mean, this dude is the greatest tight end of week 14.
yeah.
You know, he had 11 receptions, 162 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he was a monster. I'm not saying expect another crazy week out of this guy, but with the way tight end goes, he's almost like a Taysom Hill with a little higher floor.
Yeah, Evan Engram, man, thank you for helping me last week, because he's another one I had on that same roster that helped me clinch a playoff spot. So I grabbed him up in another league, too. I really love Evan Engram here. And if Goddard can't go, Evan Engram, I'm riding with you, buddy. But let's go ahead and move on to my next guy. And that's Daniel Bellinger from the Giants. Look, he's only 10% rostered. You know, what other choice does Daniel Jones have is really the question here. He's got Slayton over there, but not much else, with people he can trust here. Now, he did have a rib injury, so that's something to monitor, but the Giants have a great playoff schedule moving forward. So I think Bellinger does good for the playoffs, Trey.
Yeah, I like Bellinger more in a PPR situation because they are peppering him with some short targets, but he is getting a lot of targets. So I definitely like Daniel Bellinger in a PPR format. But like I say, the tight end is so rough out there. Sometimes you got to roll with what you got to roll with, and they do have a great schedule. So I like Daniel Bellinger.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad. I'm going to try to pronounce this perfectly. It's Chigozie Okonkwo, but I like to call him Chig Okonkwo.
I bet you do.
But he's, you know, kind of splitting work with Austin Hooper. He had 6 receptions for 45 yards and a touchdown. And that's 2 weeks of great fantasy performance out of this guy. I mean, every time he gets the ball, he goes for like 15 to 20 yards. And he looks mean, like a very Titan-esque type player, if you ask me.
Yeah.
There are a lot of worse players you could go with tight end this week.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like on the Titans this year, there's a lot of people on that roster that I've never heard of. And Chig Okonkwo is one of those guys. But I think, you know, like you said, he has been consistent the last 2 weeks. And Hooper didn't do terrible for a tight end either. Get you some Okonkwo. Yeah. But that's the tight ends, Trey. Let's get to our defense and kicker waiver wire ads for your fantasy playoffs. Starting with my defense, I've got the Denver Broncos. They're somehow only 26% rostered. I know the offense is atrocious, but the Broncos D has been the only bright spot on that team. And, you know, they did really well even against the Chiefs last week. Yeah, they scored on them, but they got turnovers, and that's what matters, Trey.
Yeah, Denver is definitely a great ad. I mean, they had a great defense all year, and they're going to carry you through the playoffs. My defensive ad for this week is the Washington Commanders. They're only 18% rostered, so they're probably out there. They're playing the Giants, who they just played before their bye, and they've had nothing to do over the last 2 weeks but to focus on this team and what went wrong. Which they tied, they didn't lose, but still, they're going to come back with a vengeance. All they've done is focus on the Giants. It's a great defense this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the Commanders. They have played a lot better in the last part of the season. I love that. I love that played the Giants, so they know what they're getting themselves into. That's awesome, Trey. I love that. But let's get a couple kickers. Throw a couple kickers out there, and my kicker is going to be Ryan Succop. Ryan Succop, 20% rostered. The Bucs have been rough this year, but, you know, Tom Brady can definitely at least get into, kicking range here. And Succop's been pretty good, Trey.
Yeah, and it's about time the Bucs suck it up and start winning games. So I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to my kicker, it's Michael Badgley. And, I mean, Detroit is on fire with putting up points, and that's pretty much enough said.
Yep. Yep, it is enough said. Yeah, that didn't hurt my feelings, Trey. I felt the jab come through, but I mean, what else can I say, buddy? What else can I say? But yeah, that is our fantasy playoff waiver wire ads for week 15, Trey. Good stuff. But let's go ahead and turn to the gag bag, Trey. These are players that me and Trey are just done with. We want to go ahead and drop them like they're hot. Trey, who do you have going in the gag bag this week?
Starting off, it's pretty easy, and it's Mike Evans. I mean, this dude, his best thing that he can do is draw a penalty. And that's really it. I mean, every time Brady goes to this dude, there's always something that happens. It either gets brought back or he misses the ball. I mean, it's just been really sad, the connection between Evans and Brady.
It really has. It's just difficult to watch. It just feels like they don't have – like, Evans just doesn't have that fight to want to play. Like, it's like he feels like he helped by drawing the flag there. And I don't like that, man. If you draw a flag – at least still try to catch the ball. You know what I mean? Because sometimes those refs aren't paying attention, or you know what I mean? They miss a lot of calls. So Mike Evans, throw him in the gag bag. A guy that I have got that I'm throwing in the gag bag, and I mean, you probably already threw him in the gag bag, but I thought it was worth a mention, and that's Brandon Cooks. I mean, he's injured. He doesn't care about the team. He hates that his team sucks. I'm sure everybody does, buddy, but you got to go out there and try to make it not suck. So that's why I'm throwing Brandon Cooks into the gag bag, Trey.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks sucks, man. I got one more gag bag for you.
What you got?
Gabriel Davis. Gag bag.
He's on my list, too.
So inconsistent, man. It's just you cannot start this dude and expect him to put up points. I mean, it's just – I know he has a high ceiling, but his floor is literally nothing, and he's more floor than he is ceiling, and so I'm done.
Me too, buddy. Me too. He's literally on my list, too. I thought it was going to surprise you that I picked Gabriel Davis to be in the gag bag, but we're on the same page here as usual. Gabriel Davis, throw him in the gag bag. I got another couple guys I want to mention here. And that's Kadarius Toney, Devontae Parker, and Odell Beckham Jr. Again, we were quoted in the preseason say, why are people drafting Odell Beckham Jr.? Don't worry, Trey. Those people are not watching right now because they probably didn't make it into the fantasy playoff. We don't understand why people were drafting Odell, but, you know, sometimes you got to itch and you think you need to scratch it, Trey.
Yeah. Well, you can scratch it all the way to the gag bag.
That's right. That's right. That is it for the gag bag this week. But you know what time it is. We didn't get it last week, but we are going to get it this week. Let's go with some trivia with Trey. Yeah, trivia with Trey. Take it away, buddy.
All right, starting off, first trivia question. Kind of got a tough one for you here. Let's see if you can pull it out.
Oh, God.
Which college has produced the most Super Bowl teams?
Which college has produced the most Super Bowl teams?
Like quarterbacks that have made the Super Bowl.
Okay. I am going to go with... Oh, that's tough. LSU?
That is incorrect. California leads the way with five quarterbacks, including Aaron Rodgers. Alabama, Notre Dame, and Purdue each have produced three.
Yeah, you knew I wasn't going to get that one.
Yeah, that was tough. But we keep it rolling. This one's a little bit easier. If you've been paying attention this year, you should be able to get this. Who has the most interceptions this year? Caught, not thrown.
Who has caught the most interceptions this year?
Right.
a defensive player, right?
That's correct.
Let's see. yeah, that's correct. Oh, no, no. Man. Can you give me a hint, Trey?
Yeah, there's two of them. They've tied, so you know, you have better odds. One of them plays for Seattle. I'll give you that.
Oh, Michael Jackson?
Incorrect. Both players have six interceptions on the year. For Seattle, it's Tariq Woolen. And the Jets, CJ Gardner-Johnson, baby.
Oh, man. I guess I haven't been paying attention, huh?
All right. So, last trivia question, a little bit different. Which quarterback has thrown the most interceptions?
Okay. This year. Okay. Which quarterback has thrown the most interceptions? I'm going to take more than one guess here. I think it's Patrick Mahomes. Is that wrong?
That's wrong.
All right. How about?
He's old.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, that's wrong.
Tom
I'll give
Brady?
You one more guess. No, wrong.
No, okay. That wasn't a guess. I just thought old. And all right, let's go. He's old. I don't know, dude. Who is it?
Matt Ryan, baby.
Oh, he is old.
With 13 interceptions.
Oh.
Davis Mills comes in second with 12. And tied at third, I'll give you this, if you can get this. Who are the two quarterbacks tied at third? They're great quarterbacks, and you would not expect them to be there. With 11 each.
With 11 each, Josh Allen is
ding,
one
ding,
of
ding,
them.
Ding, ding, ding. You already said the other one.
Patrick Mahomes.
There it is.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that's crazy that they're tied there with 11 in third place for most interceptions. But I guess when you're throwing the ball as much as they are, somebody's got to catch it, whether it's the other team or not.
Yeah, I mean, last year Stafford led the league in interceptions thrown, so, and he won the Super Bowl, right? So
there you go.
I mean, that's, I guess that's just what happens, Trey. But yeah, awesome. Let's go ahead and move on to Thursday night football starts and sits, Trey. This week we got the 49ers against the Seahawks.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Niners winning by 3.5. I have the Niners winning by more than that. The Niners are on a heater. Their defense is killing people, and I don't see the Seattle Seahawks pulling this one off.
Yeah, yeah, I have to agree. The Seahawks are on a slump lately, and the 49ers are just, I mean, they've got playmakers everywhere, dude. They are frightening. They are a frightening team. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, then I mean, I just guess it's not meant to be. What probably happen is they'll get knocked off by some random team, right? It's got to be either the Eagles or the Niners, right? Coming in. So it's going to be interesting. That might be the NFC Championship game. As much as I'd love it for it to be my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's not looking like it's in the cards this year, Trey. But let's jump to some 49ers starts. I mean, you got to start your studs, as always, your CMCs, you got to start them. I'm starting Brock Purdy in this matchup against Seattle, definitely. Brandon Ayuk, throw him in there. Kittle, I really like Kittle this week. I think Brock loves throwing the ball to George Kittle, and I think Kittle is a phenomenal start in this game, Trey.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And with Debo out, you know, Ayuk and Kittle are both going to go up on their targets for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But jumping to Seattle Seahawks starts, I think Geno is still startable, but it's tough with that defense. But I think he's still going to put up enough points where you'll be okay. You're starting DK. You're starting Lockett. I'm not risking my playoffs on Travis Homer or Tony Jones Jr. I'm just not doing it. And if Ken Walker is back, he was limited at practice. I would probably try to pivot to a bench guy if I had one. You know, Thursday night game, rushing off of injury against a great defense, sounds like a re-aggravated injury to me, and I don't want that to happen to me in the playoffs.
Yeah, most definitely. Kenneth Walker has helped people out so much this year, but he has a very, very tough schedule during the fantasy playoffs, Trey. I mean, he's got the Niners, the Chiefs, which might be a little easier for him, but then he goes to the Jets, Trey. I mean, that's rough. That's tough for anybody. Just a full 100% guy, not someone coming off an injury, you know?
Yeah, it's scary to start Kenneth Walker the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scary. And there's a few of them on that list that have really helped throughout the year who might not be able to help you as much during the playoffs, Trey. So I think things are going to get interesting.
No doubt.
But I just kind of want to talk about a couple of them, Trey. Let's think of Zeke and Pollard. They kind of have a tougher schedule going in, too. They got the Jaguars. Okay, that might be all right because you can rush against the Jags. But then they got the Eagles and the Titans, bro, to finish off the year. What do you think about that?
I think anybody that has Pollard's going down the championship.
I know where you're going with this one, buddy, and I know where you're going with this one. And then let's talk about Josh Jacobs helping people get to where they need to be, probably in first place, some of these people. But he draws the Pats, the Steelers, and the Niners, Trey. What do you think?
Ooh, that's tough, man. You know, Josh Jacobs, he's really done it against teams, though, that I didn't expect him to this year. I mean, I feel like if you have Josh Jacobs, you have to start him regardless.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. And then Nick Chubb draws the Ravens, Saints, and Commanders all in a row.
Yeah, Nick Chubb's kind of been on a decline lately. You know, the Browns just haven't looked that great, you know, really since Watson got out there. I mean, they're passing more too. You know, they're not relying on Chubb as much. So I wonder if he's going to be what you want for the playoffs. He might have got you there, but is he going to carry you to the win? Who knows?
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary. And then Joe Mixon gets the Bucks, the Pats, and then the Bills, bro.
Yeah, I feel like all those games are going to be kind of shootout games too. But Joe Mixon does get some checkdowns here and there. So, you know, you kind of limit your expectations, but I think he'll be all right.
And then another one I wanted to talk about, Travis Etienne. Travis Etienne draws the Cowboys, the Jets, and then he gets the Texans in the championship game. So that's something.
Yeah, and Etienne, man, it scares me because, you know, with Lawrence getting more confidence and everything like that, they're not relying on the run as heavy. You know, definitely the Texans in the finals is going to be a great matchup because I'm sure it'll be garbage time where he'll get a lot of work. But hopefully he can get you there, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then a couple of good schedules, I think, for some running backs. Jonathan Taylor may come back to rejuvenate himself, Trey. He draws the Vikings, the Lions, and then the Giants. So there's definitely some room to run there.
Yeah, hopefully JT can let people that drafted him first overall kind of feel a little bit redeemed in the playoffs if he takes him to the dub.
I took him first overall in the league, so that'd be great if he helped me get to where I needed to be. And then Saquon. He gets the Commanders, and then he gets the Vikings, and then he gets the Colts. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, Saquon, you know, with his injury and everything, that's the only thing that worries me is neck injury, if it's going to, you know, hinder his performance or if he's even going to be able to play. So just kind of monitor that. But, I mean, he should have a good performance if he does.
Yeah, exactly. And then we got Bam Zonovan, Zonovan Bam Knight, I should say. He gets the Lions, then the Jaguars, then the Seahawks, Trey.
Yeah, Zonovan Knight, man. Bam, there he is. And bam, he's going to be helping people win their leagues, no doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love it. I'm excited, Trey. I can't wait to get this thing started. I'm going to sit back during the Bandy Bowl and let y'all fight it out because I grabbed a first round bye. But I can't wait to get in there and start scrapping, Trey.
No doubt. I can't wait.
But guys, I'm going to give you a reminder here. We are doing another Christmas Manscaped giveaway December 23rd on our Starts and Sits show. Guys, you got to be a subscriber to the channel, and all you got to do is comment on our live video. If you watched the show before, you know that we'll throw it on the wheel and we'll draw. And guys, as always, if you join our Patreon, you're automatically entered in all of these giveaways, whether you're watching the show or not. And depending on which tier you decide to be a part of, you could have a fantastic chance of winning all these great prizes. And then we also got the Aaron Jones jersey giveaway coming soon. It'll probably be at the beginning of the year. We haven't signed a date exactly yet, but Trey, tell them what they got to do.
You got to go get on our Patreon, first of all, because if you're on our Patreon, you're guaranteed entries into every drawing, regardless if you're there or not. If you're not on our Patreon, you better subscribe. You better hit the notification bell because you need to be there when the drawing happens. You need to comment, get your name on the wheel so you can win prizes, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just our way of saying thank you guys to all of you. I mean, we've recently hit, I mean, it's been a couple weeks now, but 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And guys, we are so thankful and so proud of that, that we just want to give you guys stuff.
No doubt.
But guys, that's it. Good luck in your fantasy playoffs. And we are going to see you on Friday for the Starts and Sits show to answer all your questions live, Trey. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we are going to see you on the next one.
Peace.
Perfect.
It's not Trey and Josh. It's Trey and Bandy. We're going to help you win your league. Can you understand me? That's a lot of paper. That's a lot of cake. We're going to give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be your ride or die.
This your boy Benny. Got my boy Trey over there.
Perfect.
Fourth and Flex podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.